I tell you what, I'm not a wanting to execute nobody or pass a judgment, but it's just like, exactly like drafting you in the Army. They'll come and get you on the jury, and if I'd say I wouldn't, you say you wouldn't, and everybody say they wouldn't, these are real desperados. First thing you know, it is to have us. That's all there is to it. Now, this here one case, I can call your attention. I know you read about that here 3 or 4 years ago. Killed his whole family and threw them in a mine pit here at Joplin. You remember that, don't you? His name is Cook. Killed a man and his wife and 3 or 4 children. Threw them down in a big mine pit. Well, I could have executed that old boy without a bit of trouble in the world.
Some people you just can't teach. You either have to take care of them.
That's right. You're as right as you can be. Not that I want to do that.
Yeah.
It ain't that you'd want to go to the Army and shoot somebody. But when you're drafted in the Army and put to the front, you're going to maybe kill somebody, but you're drafted.
You don't have any choice.
Now, they'll do something to you if you don't get in there and do what you want to do, you know, see? They'll do something to you in the court here if you don't do something what you want to do. And I couldn't get it in my head whether I could or whether I couldn't. After the lawyer said that, I said, boy, I can do that because here's the idea. You've got a perfect right to give a defendant any reasonable doubt. See, if there's any reasonable doubt, give it to him. If there's no reasonable doubt, and you know he done just what I've been naming here, well, he should be put out of the way because he ain't fit to live.
Yeah.
That's just exactly right.
Guy can't live by himself.
No, sir.
He sure doesn't want to.
That's
what
right.
Would you call a person from the back country? Any special term?
Well, we call him hillbilly.
And the man who delivers the mail?
Well, we call that a mail carrier.
Uh-huh. And if you were almost ready to do something, but not quite, and somebody was waiting for you, what might you shout to them?
I just have to tell them they have to wait a minute.
Uh-huh.
I'll soon be ready.
Uh-huh.
That'd be about it.
But if you wanted to get somebody's attention over where you're doing something?
I'd say, come over here a minute. I want to talk to you a little bit. Probably be about the way I'd say it.
And let's see, if you decided you're not going to do something and some other fellow says, well, I'm not going to do it, what would you say?
Well, I don't know. I didn't hardly get your meaning.
Well, you've decided you're not going to do something. The fellow you're with says, well, I'm not going to do it.
Well, then both of us be in the same notion that way. I wouldn't know anything else to do, only just let that go for not doing anything. About whatever we was talking about.
Well, let's try some body terms here. What is this?
That would be your forehead.
This is which ear?
That's your right ear.
And if I had whiskers, I'd be raising a
beard.
And this is my...
That's your mouth.
And in it I have
teeth.
One of those is a...
Is an eye tooth, and one is a stomach tooth. And
uh-huh.
So
those fasten into my...
Your jawbone.
Uh-huh. And the skin around them we call a...
Oh, that'd be your gums.
And this is my...
Palm of your hand.
These are...
Fists.
And in here...
Your wrist.
And in here...
That's right.
And in here...
Your shoulder blade.
There are... What makes them bend?
Well, they're just... that's nature. And they're supposed to bend.
Yeah.
And if they don't bend, they get stiff like my knee here.
Yeah, the part that bends, though, you call the what?
Well, you call that a joint.
Uh-huh. This is my...
Chest.
These are my...
Shoulders.
And what are my haunches?
Haunches? Down on your haunches? Well, when you get down on your haunches, you know, you just bend over.
Uh-huh.
And you're... That's what we call our haunches.
Uh-huh.
You just bend over, not put your knees down,
uh-huh.
But you just right down on your haunches, they call it, you know, see?
What do you call it when you put your knees down?
Well, you're on your knees.
Uh-huh. Yeah, if a person can lift 200 pounds, you say he's mighty...
strong.
He has a great deal of...
energy!
Uh-huh.